All right.
You wanna know what? Speaking of Matthew McConaughey, I saw a picture online that was like a blind item for a while, but it was like a photo blind item.
I don't know what that means.
It means that they don't tell you who it's about, but they give you like clues to figure it out. It's like a gossip site.
Gotcha.
So it's like a fun interactive TMZ. And so it was like a close-up picture of someone's fingernails, and it was like, this is a man. They were like, isn't this a nice manicure? And then the twist at the end was that it was a man. It's like a Hollywood, like, A-lister. And it was like this weird, like, longer nails, like longish nails that were manicured like a woman. And it was Matthew McConaughey. And then they showed the full picture, and you could see how they zoomed in on his hands. It was like, just his hand was like on his hip or whatever, and it was like...
Very, very sad.
It's weird.
Is that old fashioned? No, it's weird. Like long manicured nails. That's just creepy to me.
It's just like off putting that someone would that a man would put that much time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's like a pampered man, I think.
Yeah, but he's also like, isn't he like a hippie type?
I thought he was like a cowboy type.
Yeah.
Well.
No?
I just thought he was like a hippie that like doesn't shower a whole lot. He
plays the bongos.
Smoking weed,
Wait,
was that Woody Harrelson or was that...
Well,
no,
I'm sure they both have, but that was definitely the Matthew McConaughey thing. Together.
Oh, was that in the show, the TV show?
No, that was, like, real.
Because they were in that TV show together.
True Detective.
Yeah, they were in True Detective. That's funny. I've never even seen True Detective, but I did know they were in that together.
That one was so good, and then they had the second season with Colin Farrell and...
Vince Vaughn, right?
And it was... We lost interest after, like, the first episode.
Oh, I like Colin Farrell as a cute man.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
He's cute, but I feel like there's not much going on. I did like him. What was that movie where he was, like, disgusting? Horrible Bosses?
Oh, God, so funny.
He was wicked funny in that. He was, like, coked up. Fat. Yeah.
I want you to fire the fat people.
Should we watch that?
It's pretty filthy, so...
No, watch it. It's funny.
I think it's funny. It could go either way, though, with them. They could either think it's crude or fun. Like, she didn't like Trainwreck, remember?
Yeah.
And I thought Trainwreck was funny.
I thought Trainwreck was funny, too.
You did?
But I also thought about it, and I was like, there's no reason why Bill Hader's character would have ever that quote.
No.
That's what... See,
he's
if
a doctor.
He was a Trainwreck, too, maybe it would be okay, but I just didn't... I couldn't suspend my disbelief long enough to make that relationship
make
any kind of sense.
No.
I know, but it's just...
He's, like,
funny.
Friends with LeBron James, and he's, like, settling for someone like her.
She was just awful. Anyway, so do you want to talk about eating contests?
Sure.
I found some really weird eating contests. I mean, I think the notion of an eating contest is weird.
Yeah.
Like, people
competitive eating
to do this.
Yeah. But you can win money.
Yeah, you can. You can
win
money, but is it worth it? I ask you.
Well. I think if you can
depends
pack
on
it
how
away.
Much money.
Did you used to watch that show, Man vs. Food?
Yeah, Adam Richman. Liked him a lot.
I liked him too.
He's not dead.
But I don't know. Yeah, he lost a bunch.
He went to Yale too. He's a smarty.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah, I think. Well, he was.
George W. Bush went to Yale, and he's not so smart.
He's smarter than John Kerry. He got better grades than John Kerry did at Yale.
And didn't Obama, like, go to law school, but they don't really know for sure?
I don't know.
If he went to law school?
Yeah.
You mean that's a conspiracy
theory? I thought
he
went to Columbia.
Didn't he go to Harvard, too, or no?
Probably. Whatever the law school was.
I know his daughter's going to Harvard.
Oh, is she?
She's taking a year off and then going to Harvard.
Oh. She's taking a gap year. Or you take off a year and work at the Gap.
Yeah. One of them, too, was working at, like, a fast food place, supposedly, right?
Oh, at Martha's Vineyard. She was like, but
for,
she
like,
couldn't do anything.
6 hours.
Because she's so young.
Yeah.
She couldn't do it. They're like, she can't handle money. She can't touch any food. But like,
she can just take do this photo op and then leave.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. But the it was like classmates of his that were supposedly in his graduating class at Columbia or whatever it was, wherever he went to law school.
They don't remember.
They were like, we would remember this like tall, skinny black guy with ears that stick out, and nobody can remember him.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me if they made it all up.
Everything in politics is like House of Cards at this point to me, where I just
me too.
It's just like, ugh, it's all so phony.
It
and,
is so phony.
I mean, not that it wasn't like that before, but
no,
it's
but
like,
it's really illuminating
it's so
right
much,
now.
Yeah,
it really is. It's just insane.
The Illuminati.
Mom, don't be ridiculous.
MK Ultra, right?
All right, so this is a weird one. I've not heard of this. I guess it's the first, but Upstate New York's Food Festival is rolling out the nation's first kale, eating contest, being advertised as the world's healthiest eating championship.
That's like really bad wordplay.
Kale, yeah.
Hey, I didn't even pick up on that.
What?
Because it's bad wordplay. Yeah. That's why. It's barely clever.
Yeah.
Well, it's not clever.
So, enthusiastic kale eaters. Who would be an enthusiastic kale eater?
Matthew McConaughey.
That's terrible. Probably. Must consume as much of the leafy green vegetable as possible in 8 minutes. 10 competitors were registered to compete.
10?
Yeah,
that's funny.
Maybe that was the max amount.
Yeah.
Well, because the kale, I think, is expensive, right? So probably to get all that kale is like thousands of dollars.
But their registration fee to be in the contest probably covers their portion.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, but then they also have to win a cash prize. Probably.
I made that up.
Pay to be in like a marathon and stuff.
FoxNews.com reached out to learn more about whether the kale will be cooked or if contestants can choose to consume it raw.
Mm.
Previous reports indicated that overconsumption of kale can lead to toxic levels of thallium in the blood.
Yeah, that's what. That's weird. That's like one of those like radio contests, like drink as much water as you can and then they die. And
oh, yeah.
Drink all this milk and then they die.
Well, isn't there a chance that you would die?
Consuming too much of anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Your belly would blow up and...
Yeah, but usually those, like the eating contests, like Kobayashi and all that, like they don't die. But like water is a different reaction than, you know, like your brain swells having too much water and you die. Mm-hmm. Like...
Okay.
Food, I think, is you just digest it or you die. Like,
Seven.
Like seven.
Matilda?
Yeah. Did they die in Matilda?
No.
Yeah, it was like that fat little boy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The movie Seven?
Well, yeah. In Seven, the gluttony one, he made the guy gorge himself on spaghetti or something.
Yeah, it was disgusting. That film was shot in such a cool way where everything just looked like. Gross, it looked slimy and gross.
It was
kind of a cool. I liked it. I like Kevin Spacey though.
That was when.
Even though I think he's a creep in real life.
Why do you think that?
Because of all those reports of him like molesting guys and stuff.
I never heard that.
What?
Yeah, he's like a secret closeted gay, but like a not so secret closeted gay.
Like, he's like a predatory.
He's molesting men, and he's trying to keep that a secret.
There are like a bunch of pictures of him like grabbing guys' crotches, like young guys,
really?
And yeah, aww. And like weird stories about him with like male masseuses. Like he insists on only having male masseuses, and then weird. It's like a
That's
the
John
worst
Travolta.
Kept secret, exactly. Okay. Yeah, or
yeah.
Oh, brother. Yeah, it's pretty. And I think he had, like, a weird molested thing, too. Because his brother's, like, a weirdo, like, a Rod Stewart impersonator.
Who's?
Kevin Spacey.
Really?
Yeah, and they were both, like, weird stuff. His brothers talked about how, like, weird stuff happened to them when they were kids. So, yeah.
That's sad.
But I still like Kevin Spacey.
Just don't be in the room alone.
If you're a young male, yeah.
I like James Spader.
You know, I love James Spader.
I love James Spader.
No, he just looks really depressing now. Like, he went from, like, really cute to, like, really bad looking very quickly.
He wasn't good looking on The Office.
He's such a good
No, I know, but he was, like, the last of it, I think, was, like, Boston Legal. It was the last time he looked, like, decent.
Mm.
But he was such a jerk. That's why I liked him, when, like, in his 80s movies.
He plays such a good jerk.
Yeah, he just awesome. Looks like a jerk.
He does.
He's like Steve on Stranger Things.
Steve.
Oh, yeah. Stupid Steve had, a turnaround.
Well, let's not ruin anything, but he looks like a jerk. You know, he's that 80s, like, jerk guy.
Mm-hmm. So the winner of the kale eating contest, is going to win $2,000 and a year's worth of vitamins and minerals.
So counteract that thallium.
Thallium overdose.
Yeah. They rushed him to the hospital for free.
All right, see if you, as I'm going through these, tell me which ones you would do. Would you do the kale, yeah?
No. I wouldn't eat kale, not in an eating contest.
Just
just purely on principle. Yeah.
Yeah.
People throw it in smoothies though and stuff. I know.
Oh yeah, there it's.
Like, no, I mean I know it's like big, the no, I know that, but maybe I'd do it like in a smoothie or something like that, where it's being like
with
hidden
bananas
by stuff,
and
right?
Mangles.
Right. But I've heard it's gross too, especially on.
No, I've heard it's really bad.
Yeah.
Like bad taste.
Yeah.
All right, this one's considered one of the most grueling eating competitions in the nation. La Costeña Feel the Heat Jalapeno Eating Championship Challenge.
Couldn't do it. I like spicy, but not on that level where like I'm competing with people, you know what I mean?
This is a speed eating, so how many
jalapenos? Oh, it's jalapenos.
Jalapenos can you eat in 10 minutes?
None.
I can't even tell you. I got heartburn just now when you said jalapeno.
Yeah. No thanks.
Do you need a Tums?
Yeah.
I don't have one.
Okay. I'm surprised you don't have your bucket of Tums.
I know. I forgot.
That's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty soon. At this year's fest, Patrick Deep Dish Bertoletti.
Deep Dish. Is that his given name?
These guys love their nicknames.
Yeah.
Emerge victorious, wolfing down. Guess how many he ate?
How many what?
Thousands.
Jalapenos.
Oh, 42.
40? Wait, are they like...
In 10 minutes.
Yeah, in 10 minutes you can wolf down more than 42.
42, I'm sticking with 42.
That'll be one every however.
It's somewhere between 42 and 1,000.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
442.
It's 275.
Okay. And then he drank a gallon of milk.
Right, probably more than that. He won $6,000 in prize
money.
See?
Yeah, that's a good chunk of money for like a dumb little contest. Like imagine like the Nathan's hot dog eating one.
That's
like a good chunk of money, I think, right?
Well, it is.
It's nothing to shake a stick at.
But what if you're the runner-up who lost the contest by one pepper?
Then you just enter yourself into the pooping contest.
Whoa!
Can you
What's
imagine?
The prize there?
Can you imagine what that's like next day and the day after?
Fiery.
Day after
oh my gosh, I know. The jalapeno guy.
O-ring. They blew out their O-ring.
Their ring of fire.
Yeah.
That would be a ring of fire.
Can you imagine?
Can you put ring of fire up on
it? Yeah, sure.
Maybe you could do it like after I finish that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I can.
So you're no on that one. Here's one that Jeffrey might want to get into.
Wait.
Something with seafood.
Yes.
Oysters.
Steamers.
Almost.
Clams.
Yep. Oysters?
I said steamers.
Oh, steamers. Specifically, the inaugural stuffed quahog eating contest.
Because
we have that every Sunday.
That sounds so
you do have quahogs.
Disgusting.
Stuffed quahog. I'm just imagining their quahog eating as many of them as you can.
Can you imagine?
Contestants. Ugh. This takes place in
Falmouth.
Contestants will have 90 seconds to devour as many stuffed quahogs as their hearts desire.
Oof. No thanks.
The number of contestants are limited.
They're going to be limited to a whole thing. That's why they have to charge, too, because then everybody and their brother can't sign up for it. You know? I bet that's why they charge.
Well, it's probably they only have so many quahogs, too. You can't have 100 contestants.
Yeah, that's true.
And
yeah.
Eat as many as you want, because that would be pricey.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
All right. Let's see. Oh, this is Joey Chestnut.
Yeah.
He's like the king of food.
He and Kobayashi, but he's been winning lately a lot the past couple years, I know, with the Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
Joey Chestnut, yeah. I have a bunch of his later on. So the Stockton Asparagus Festival in April.
They have one in Hadley.
Oh, really?
Because supposedly... Hadley, specifically, has, like, the best, is, like, the best location, like, anywhere to grow asparagus.
Oh.
Because of, like, their soil and the weather and all that. So that's why they have a big one in Hadley.
Well, this is his fifth world championship title in 6 years. He ate 8 pounds, 7 ounces in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Easily defeating the runner-up who ate a meager 6 pounds, 7 ounces in the same amount of time.
They would have put them in a bathroom next to the pepper or the jalapeno people.
Yeah, they deep fry it in tempura batter.
Oh my gosh.
See, I was thinking it would be bad enough just eating like steamed asparagus, which I do love.
They make it like the grossest, heaviest.
Least healthy.
Yeah.
How can we make this as gross as possible?
That winner ate like more
than a baby?
Yeah, like a pound more than Declan weighed at birth.
That's true. Even the second runner. But see, that would be the sad thing is you're eating
6 pounds extra of asparagus.
Yes.
Tempura and you didn't even asparagus.
Win. I know.
Yeah. I wonder if they have something.
I doubt it. And he won $1,500 for his trouble.
Yeah. See, this is why Joey Chestnut does what he does, because $1,500 is to eat a bunch of asparagus.
In 10 minutes, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh,
what must his insides look like, though?
I don't know. Everyone's different, though, you know? Everyone's makeup is
maybe
different.
Maybe you're made to do that. Like
I think that Kobayashi
like Michael Phelps is made to swim.
Right, because he's like an amphibian. That's another crazy thing. Do you have Michael Phelps' diet in there? Because his diet is nuts.
No,
12,000 calories a day. Yeah, 12,000 calories worth of nuts a day.
That was good, bro. Can you come up with a haiku about Michael Phelps nuts eating?
Oh no. Maybe don't phrase it quite that way.
I'm leaving it up to Jess how it's phrased, okay? So let's see. This is the grossest food competition. Actually, I don't think it is. That's what they're saying. Arguably one of the grossest food competitions. The world's pig feet eating championship is held at the New Jersey State Fair.
Oh, that's like a southern thing, isn't it?
Pig's feet, yeah, it is. So they're boiled pig's feet and knuckles sprayed with lemon juice.
Yikes.
Boiled, that's it? Just boiled and sprayed with lemon juice.
Okay.
No lemony flavor.
Well, I've never had it, so I guess I can't say for sure if it's gross, you know? Like, it sounds gross, but so does a chicken wing.
Pig's feet and knuckles. I mean, is there really meat on
that? Well, that's what I'm saying. We eat chicken wings. We eat the meat that, you know.
But I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I know. It's just like
meat. I know.
So Arturo Rios set a world record. This was back in 2007. He ate 3 pounds of pig's feet in 10 minutes.
3 pounds?
3 pounds. That's a lot of feet.
Because I'm just thinking about, like,
because how much his, well, I guess the feet must weigh.
A substantial amount.
No.
But it's like, how do you have that much room, like, in your stomach?
I know. And it can't be the hooves, right?
No.
I mean, the feet.
I know. That's what I'm having a hard time with.
Clearly, I know they wouldn't eat hooves, but still.
Yeah, but still, how much more foot is there beyond the
hoof?
Yeah.
How much of the foot?
Yeah.
Do they, it's like, they don't have knees, so it's not like from the
what's
knee to the baby toe.
I'm pretty sure their legs are just straight lines with hooves attached.
But the hooves, though, might be soft.
Do you think?
I don't know. Well, because I don't think they're like, because they do have little toes.
Like they do?
Piggy toes, but.
Oh, that's cute.
But they're not like a horse's hooves, I don't think.
No.
You know? They're not that.
I just don't, I can't picture for the life of me. I feel like I've never seen a pig before.
Yeah, I just wonder how it's prepared. Like, do they put the foot in front of you and you start gnawing on it?
They boil it.
I know. So I guess
it's soft enough that you can eat it.
But you're like looking at the foot. You're eating a foot, is what I'm saying.
Right.
So it's kind of gross. Think about it.
It is gross if you think about it. But I mean, if they grow up doing that, then they're just kind of like, you know, whatever.
I know people eat pig's ears.
Yeah.
Like they fry them up.
Well, those are things. Isn't that something they have for dogs?
And pig's snout.
When dogs, didn't that originate, if I'm not mistaken, it's like a, like, in the South, like, black people eat those parts of pigs a lot because that's what they were given as slaves.
Well, I don't know, but because they didn't want to waste any part. They didn't want to waste any part of their food.
I thought it was because that was what was left over from the,
well, maybe that's true.
I don't know.
I don't know either, Jess. You should look that up.
Wouldn't it be funny if that's not true at all? that's like not even close to the truth, and I just made it up.
That would be.
Yeah.
All right. How about in Seattle every April?
Every April?
Every April. The ultimate sushi eating showdown is held.
See, things like that, like the quahogs and sushi, like that's something that, in abundance, just the thought of eating that really fast is like
I can barely get one sushi roll down.
Yeah.
In like an hour.
No, I know, me too. Because I just like think too hard about it and then it's just, I don't know.
No.
Doesn't agree with me.
No, it doesn't agree with me either. It makes me feel nauseous. At the Blue Sea Sushi Restaurant, it's limited to those who like devouring raw fish, obviously.
Right.
Because why else would you do it? They gobble down vegetable cucumber rolls. Well, that's better than fish.
Yeah.
So they crowned their champion after he ate 72 pieces of kappa maki within a 5-minute regulatory time plus a 2-minute overtime period. So they must have had a tie. Sushi eating contest.
Mm-hmm. I could do that if it was like sweet potato rolls.
Well,
that was
it's cucumber rolls. But it sounds like...
Well, that's kappa vegetarian, maki, right?
I don't know what that is.
That's tuna, I think. Maki.
Mahi?
No, I know that, but Brayden and I were literally just having this discussion the other day because he got a sushi that had maki.
Okay.
And he was thinking that it meant that that's like.
It could be. That's a nickname for mackerel.
Oh, is it? Could have been.
Yeah, maki. All right, so would you enter the quahog eating contest?
No.
Would you enter the asparagus festival with deep fried tempura?
I might do that.
I might do that one.
If I had a lot of Tums.
Do you think you could do more than 10.7 pounds?
No.
In 10 minutes?
I feel like, though, too, it would just be so, like, bland, which stinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
and greasy, though.
Yeah. Like, tempura, I feel like, if it's done right, isn't, like, super, super greasy.
Right.
It's just got that, like... texture.
That's true.
But if it's at like the Big E, like I remember you got vegetable tempura at the Big E one time and that was gross. It was just greasy.
It was just way too much, yeah.
But like actual like Japanese tempura or whatever, I feel like isn't like that. Yeah.
How about pig's feet?
No.
And the sushi we said is a no.
Sushi, again, if it were sweet potato rolls, like I could eat a bunch of sweet potato roll. Because there's no raw fish in it. And the texture is really cool. Because it's got a little bit of a tempura action in it. And then, like, with the rice and the seaweed and the eel sauce.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Eel sauce?
It's just like a sweet sauce.
Okay.
I don't think it's actual eel. Because it's like vegetarian sushi.
You like that?
Yeah. That's the only kind that
well,
I like.
You really ventured out since you were been a child, and you wouldn't eat anything but peanut butter and jelly, I think.
And grilled cheese and peel off, probably.
That's Declan.
Yeah. He's my son. I don't know if you knew that.
That's Declan. But he just eats peanut butter. He won't eat peanut butter and jelly.
No. He will eventually. He likes ketchup.
Yeah. And he started eating mac and cheese.
Yeah.
There you go.
I got Friendly's yesterday for dinner. I like picked it up. And I saw them, like, doing their mac and cheese. And I was like, I wish I hadn't seen that. Because it was just very clearly, like, regular mac and cheese. But they were, like, squeezing the cheese out onto the macaroni. And then, like, sent it. The guy, like, picked up the plate and, like, shook it around a little bit. And then sent it out. And I was like, that's really gross.
They don't make their own cheese sauce?
No. It was definitely, like, I don't know, some kind of packet of cheese sauce. It was gross.
All right, how about the world famous Vidalia onion eating contest? Mm-mm.
No way.
Jess? All right, I'll tell you more about it. They have to gulp down as many onions as their stomachs can manage in 3 minutes.
Gulp down.
It features three age categories, 6 to 11, 12 to 16, 17 and older.
Huh. That's weird. Who would do that to their little kid?
A 6-year-old. Wolfing down. Whoever won in that category ate 8 of them in 3 minutes. The next one up ate 16.
Do they still have like the skin on them and stuff? I guess it doesn't say.
I don't.
I remember Jordan one time bit into an onion like an apple. I thought it was really gross.
Really? He did that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that either. So they, Jordan I'm might sure do they it. Peel it, but it's still like a whole onion. And then so the gross. Older age ate 25.5 onions.
Does onion have any, like...
And they only won $100.
Oh my gosh, no way. Does it have any, like, health benefit? Like, I know garlic obviously is good for you.
Onions?
But onion?
Well,
maybe it clears you out, like, if you have a sinus situation.
Maybe.
You just never hear about onion having, like, antioxidants or, like, that's, you know? Like, I feel like every vegetable you hear about having some sort of benefit. But onion, I feel like you don't really.
I don't know.
It just smells and tastes bad.
Well, if it's cooked.
If it's like cooked, them. It doesn't really Raw, taste like no, anything.
No,
but,
thank you.
Yeah.
All right. The Wing Bowl was first held in a hotel for an audience of 150. It's become so popular, the event takes place now at the Wachovia Center, where the NHL's Philadelphia Flyers play.
Wing? Like chicken
the
wing?
The Wing Bowl, yep.
Okay.
On the Friday preceding Super Bowl Sunday, spectators at the annual chicken wing competition get rowdy as ladies aptly named Wingettes dress in skimpy outfits and are paraded on floats as they enter the stadium. Snooki from Jersey Shore was at one of the festivals. The champion is named Jonathan Super Squibble, something like that. Devoured 238 chicken wings in 30 minutes.
Wow.
His nearest competitor only could do 145.
Oh, wings. Wow. He housed it. Were they bone-in wings or boneless? It doesn't say.
I don't know.
I was just talking about that with a coworker.
I think they're bone-in, to be honest.
Yeah, I know, I'm sure. My coworker, because they started this thing at work, Wing Wednesday.
Oh, really?
Where people can get, in the cafeteria, you can get wings. But it's, like, by weight. Like, you have to weigh, and then that's what you pay. It's, like, 40 cents an ounce or something crazy like that.
An ounce.
But my coworker and I, because other people that we have lunch with get it every Wednesday. They, like, love it. But yeah, then we were like, no. Like, it's such a messy lunch to have at work.
I know.
And I don't like bone-in wings anyway, but...
Yeah, it is. That's too messy.
Yeah.
All right, here's some of the other ones that... Here's to Michael... Oh, this is Michael Phelps.
Oh.
Here's Michael Phelps, Olympic swimming phenom. Pass him the cashews.
Because he likes nuts.
That's right.
Pass him the cashews.
Because that's all he
eats. Cashews are like the worst for you, too. But they're probably the fattiest, right? So they probably have the most calories.
So fat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody has to consume 12,000 a day. Calories, not cashews.
Pass him the cashews. You're good, Jess.
Thank you. Yeah, she only had, 15 minutes to write that.
He was gonna hate.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, but I feel like she writes haikus all the time. So
really?
Pretty frequently. You enjoy a good haiku. You've written two in as many weeks. That's more than probably anyone.
Anyone at this table, for sure.
Certainly.
Alright, well, everyone has a gift. Alright, so Joey Chestnut. Guess what Joey's nickname is?
Chestnut?
Speaking of nuts.
Yeah.
Nope. Joey Jaws Chestnut.
Oh, my goodness.
So he was the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog champion.
Uh-huh.
And then he lost the championship to Matt Stoner Stoney. I made that up.
Did you really?
Yeah. That's funny. No, his name is Matt Stoney.
Well, I figured it was Matt Stoney. You didn't make up the Stoney part? Or the Matt part? No, his real name is Stoner Stoney. That would have actually been really funny. Timothy Stoner Stoney. Real name being Stoner Stoney.
I didn't want you to think I made up the whole name. Oh, here's another haiku.
Oh, no.
I can write haikus. They come easily to me. Amy is jealous. awesome.
That's really funny.
That was great.
And totally unfounded. And
let's not protest too much.
This is horse crap.
That's awesome. Okay.
Did you notice her hair looks like a Dr. Seuss tree? I pointed that out to her before.
It is a little Japanese one. Yeah,
like a bonsai?
Yeah. Well, not a bonsai. No.
It's
like one of those samurai warriors that has the bun like a on bun. His head.
But look at
but it. But it looks like she's been in a fight.
It's like a truffula tree. From the Lorax.
Yeah. I like it though.
It makes me laugh.
She can pull it off.
Well, she is.
Alright, so he won back his title.
Oh god, don't pull out your hair. Just a bloody
he ate 70 hot dogs in 10 minutes, breaking his 2013 record of 69. Finishing in second place was Matt Stoney Stoner. Matt Stoner Stoney. He had 53.
Oh, he really fell behind, huh?
Yeah, he did.
You know what I wonder? Do you think right afterwards, the guys who realize they haven't won, do you think they just start puking?
Well, yeah. I mean, I would.
Can you imagine? Even if I were to have, like, 2 hot dogs, I think I'd throw up.
Especially this, just like, rapidly.
Yeah. I don't know about Nathan's hot dogs, but at Foxwoods, I think, they have, like, a Nathan's stand where you can get, like, burgers and stuff. And I got a burger there, and it was disgusting. It was, like, the grossest burger I've ever had in my life.
What was gross about it?
It was spiced, like, very bizarrely. Like, it did not taste good at all. And I'm like, what? If they're messing up a burger this badly...
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe their hot dogs taste normal, but that, like, turned me off to
but
the whole
hot dogs
Nathan's.
In general are just such a toss-up.
Oh, they're gross,
they're, like,
but still, I'd rather have, like,
everything
a Hebrew National or...
Together.
Yeah.
That's Ballpark it. Frank.
Like,
you want something like quality. If you're going to have a gross food like a hot dog, like
you want a quality gross hot dog.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I'd rather pay more and just for the illusion that it's better than a nasty guaranteed value hot dog or whatever.
All right, here's another record set by Joey Jaws Chestnut. 10 contestants vied to see who could eat the most of a 20-pound turkey at Foxwoods.
Hey.
Yeah. He ate 9.35 pounds of meat off the bone in 10 minutes.
That's gross.
The previous record was held by Sonia.
Oh, a woman.
I know. There aren't that many, but...
There was a woman. She was on Tosh.0. What was her previous record?
She ate 5.25 pounds.
Wow.
Oh, he smoked her.
Doubled.
What did he win?
I don't
$30
know. Yeah, I know.
And a Foxwoods rewards card.
Yeah, he could gamble all night long for free. And then another one, a record of his, 103 Crystal Burgers in 8 minutes.
What's that?
I don't know.
It's a burger that's seasoned with crystal meth.
That's why he could eat so many.
Yeah.
And it was really in like 10 hours, but it felt like 15 minutes or whatever.
Okay, and then he did another one in Times Square.
At the Olive Garden.
Famous Famiglia pizza eating contest.
Ah. Isn't it Famiglia?
Famous Famiglia, yeah.
You're going to beat him.
Yeah. So he ate 45 slices of pizza in 10 minutes.
No way.
That's crazy.
That's seriously, that is
that makes my stomach hurt, like, and I like that. Pizza.
I love pizza, but I regret, like, I can eat, like, 4 pieces of pizza, but that's the, like, most, and that's from starving, and then afterwards I feel like garbage.
Yeah. I'm always, like, super, I always, like, need water, like, right after I just, not right after, but, like, I'm always, that makes me, like, more thirsty than anything is pizza for water. Like, I desperately need it. Yeah, but see, that's the beauty, too, of what he does, because he's getting paid just to go to these places, because then it's like, oh, Joey Chestnut is coming to Foxwoods.
Now
and,
he's his own.
Yeah, it's smart. Yeah, and he gets paid to, he probably is getting paid just to be there, even if he doesn't come in.
Like, ginormous.
I don't think so.
What does he look like?
No, he's, I don't think he is.
Because that Kobayashi or whatever
is like a small. He looks like an athletic dude.
Yeah, I wonder if this is.
Yeah, he is small.
Did Guy Fieri or whatever like
Guy Fieri?
Do you think he wishes he went in this direction? Or like eating contest?
I don't think so. Well, I think he's probably happy with.
Is he a chef?
Yeah, I guess so.
I know he does like
chef school and
culinary.
He went to Branford Hall.
Well, I know. Yeah.
No, he Branford went to Hall. Someplace in Las Vegas, whatever.
Oh, there you go.
The big one is there.
I don't even know. He went to Nets Trucking School.
Join us at Nets.
You ever notice too? It's always like minority women in the Nets commercials. It's like, do they only pump out minority women truck drivers at Nets? Like, that's, they just want everyone to know that they,
yeah, you're right,
they can do whatever. But Braden showed me a picture of Guy Fieri, and it was like some guy goes, it was like, I had time to kill, so I undouched Guy Fieri.
Oh, yeah, I saw
Did
that.
You see that?
Yeah.
Oh, it made me laugh so hard. I sent it to Pat and Ashley, and Ashley was like, ew, he looks like a youth pastor. This is really funny. I'll show it to you later, because okay, it cracked me up. But I love, he's undouched.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll put that up.
Oh,
that could be our picture.
Yeah. All right,
well, and then Pat, too, pointed out to me a separate time that Anne Burrell is the female Guy Fieri.
Oh, totally.
I was like, I never even thought of that.
Who's Anne Burrell?
She's awesome.
She's got the spiky hair.
Spiky blonde.
She does, like,
was it worst chefs in America or whatever? Worst cooks in America, those chefs.
Seems mean. It's like...
worst cooks.
Yeah, they do, like, worst celebrity ones, and then they do, like... just
regular people.
That seems really mean and damaging.
It's actually good. Well, they bring in their own. They like try out for it. People bring in like meals that they've made that are horrible.
Because they want to learn how to cook.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, I could.
And they make fun of themselves.
Yeah.
But couldn't anybody just kind of like make something really bad and then pretend that they
feel like a lot of them do?
I think they can weed out those people though.
Some of them are like, really? You don't know how to boil an egg?
Yeah. Seriously? I didn't know how to make a hard-boiled egg until a little while ago.
How do you do it? I know how to do it.
You have Adam Bine there, and he tells you what to do.
I boil it.
It came out perfectly, though.
I bring the water up to boiling with
and
the egg in
there. And then turn it down.
I leave it in for, like, 30 seconds with it boiling, but I turn it down and leave it on the burner for 11 minutes.
And then you throw it in cold water.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I made them, and they were really good, and I had, like, two of them that night, and then that night I got sick.
Oh, yeah, that's
like,
right.
Like, really, really sick, and I know it wasn't from the eggs, like, but I got whatever again, people maybe had at work, but yeah, it was enough for me to, like, I haven't had eggs, really,
that's
since
why I can't
then.
Drink gin.
That's why I can't do heroin anymore. Just, like, really, I know it wasn't the heroin that made me, like, dope sick, but...
You associate being sick with the
right
one.
Yeah.
All right, here's some more that would make you sick. Don Lerman ate 7 quarter-pound sticks of salted butter in 5 minutes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That is sickening to think about.
At least they were salted, I guess.
No, really? That's the worst so far. That is really making me
That weird. One's really horrible.
That's the worst one so far.
You know what, though? There's nothing better than the smell of, like, melting butter, like, in a... pot. Like, it smells like Nana's house to me, but like every time I make pilaf, it's like, that's what's up.
Yeah,
the smell of it just smells like good cooking, like good, like Armenian,
like
fatty cooking,
smelling.
Right? Yeah,
smelly
onions,
smelling up the kitchen. Nothing better.
Did you ever hear Jim Norton talk about stinky onions?
No, why?
No, he just has said it a couple times, and it makes me laugh. I'm referring to male anatomy.
Ew.
He's like, a couple of stinky onions.
What?
So gross.
Gross.
Oh, my gosh. All right, here's another one. Oleg Zornitsky has the record for eating 32-ounce bowls of mayonnaise in 8 minutes.
Ugh. Yeah, 8 minutes. Who's
2-ounce bowls?
Oh, sorry. 4 32-ounce bowls.
Wow. 32-ounce bowls.
Like, so that's, like,
128 ounces
of mayonnaise. Yeah. I love the audacity of putting a time on that. Like, the fact that they're like, how long should we give them? Like 10 minutes? Like, no, that's too long.
No, Let's do
8 minutes. And they have to eat as much mayonnaise as possible. Like, that's just grandiosity.
All right, Sonia Thomas, who we heard about previously.
That might be the same girl that was on Tosh. I'm not sure. Yeah. I'll have to look it up.
She holds the record for the most amount of fruitcake consumed in 10 minutes.
Ooh.
4 pounds, 14 and a quarter ounces.
All right, whatever. That's fine.
What's that, like four cheesecakes? Fruitcakes?
That doesn't really impress me as, or like disgust me or anything. It's just kind of...
Not as compared to butter.
I don't even think I've ever had
I haven't either. I've only ever heard people talk crap about fruitcake.
It looks fine. It looks like a pound cake with a bunch of like nuts dried fruit.
I know.
Nuts,
I don't really get whatever.
Well, she also won Rookie of the Year in 2004. for eating 11 pounds of cheesecake in 9 minutes.
See, that's not a bad one. She picks smart contests.
Cheesecake, yeah.
That would be one, though, that you would definitely get sick afterwards,
would
I feel like.
Any of those?
No.
The fruitcake or the cheesecake?
I mean, the cheesecake one, maybe.
11 pounds of cheesecake.
That's way too much cheesecake.
Minutes, that's, no. All right, Eric Booker ate 49 glazed donuts in 8
Ooh.
Minutes.
See, nope. That's another one, and I, like...
It would ruin glazed donuts for you, forever.
Yeah, but I do love glazed, like, whatchamacallit, Krispy Kreme?
Yeah.
Like, down in Florida when we go with Ann, and we eat them, like, right when they come off the conveyor belt thing.
Yeah.
That's awesome, but I can only have, like, maybe 2 of those donuts, and then I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have, like, rock gut.
Oh, yeah, they just lay
They're
there.
Just so
I mean,
heavy. It's like Mrs. Murphy's, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same... Oh, remind me to
49
tell you about
donuts
Mrs.
in your tummy.
Yeah, no. I mean,
like you
if they were like
to have
Dunkin' Donuts donuts, because those are like air. It's like Dunkin' Donuts donuts are like empty inside,
no,
I feel like.
Anything, any donut thing is going to sit like a rock
in
your
mouth.
And then you're filling it up.
Dunkin' has like garbage donuts. That's why. They're like light and there's no substance to them. As opposed to like a Krispy Kreme or a Murphy's or...
I think it would be
donuts or whatever.
A bad reaction.
Yeah.
All right. 65-year-old Dick LaFave.
Dick LaFave.
Holds the record for spam eating.
Yeah.
He ate 6 pounds of spam from the can.
During the Depression.
At Spamorama.
I've never eaten spam.
In 12 minutes.
Either. We're not poor, though, so I guess.
Some people like spam.
Yeah. People who probably
I
have parents who like
spam.
Grew up in the
it's
Depression.
Dick LaFave.
He's, you know, 65, so maybe he could.
See?
Did you tell mom about, like, I guess you can't
say I can't,
until
no.
after.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Strike it from the record.
Dale Boone holds the record for eating pelmeni, which is a Russian dumpling.
Pelmeni.
P-E-L-M-E-N-I. It's unleavened dough, minced meat, mushrooms, and turnips.
Oh, God. What a Russian-sounding food.
He ate... Guess how many he ate in 6 minutes.
I don't even know how big they are.
Like. It's a dumpling. Like a little...
Oh, like a dumpling?
Like a little
potato. Oh, 6 minutes? Yeah, I'd say like 150.
How many?
150.
Nope.
126.
Nope.
274.
Ew.
Oh,
jeez.
He
was
just popping them in.
Was like a snake or something?
Probably. Yeah. Like a duck.
Oh, see?
A duck tends
and
to
your
chew.
Poor belly having to digest all of that. Too.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yikes.
They have to get their stomachs pumped or something.
I don't know.
Well, I bet they don't, but still, they should. All right, and Takuro Kobayashi. He has the record for eating cow brains.
Oh, he can have that record. Who would even go up against him?
57.
See, that sounds like a fear
minutes.
Factor thing.
Yeah, totally. Or what's that other one that Survivor?
Do they have to do weird stuff?
Before they go out.
Yeah.
Is that something that like Hindu people would be annoyed about?
Probably because the cow is sacred.
Oh,
so I would imagine. I'm mad about it, and I'm not even Hindu. It just sounds repulsive.
Yeah, it does. I wonder what that tastes like, though. Is it not repulsive to him? Because, like,
yeah, but he
eats.
He's just a garbage can. Like, he's a human garbage disposal. Kobayashi.
Yeah, he's...
Because he does the thing, too, with, like, the dunking the bun in the water. Like, I remember when he would first, like, win a bunch of times, they would, like, dissect his style, and he's got it down to like a he's like a Homer Simpson, like just swallows it without chewing.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, it's official. I'm never entering
an eating contest.
An eating championship.
What would you, if you could eat anything, what would it be? In a contest. Goldfish.
I don't think
goldfish crackers.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure.
The cowtails. What's the? Do you like? There's something that you like. What's a caramel turtles?
Oh, the chocolate turtles. And caramel.
Yeah. No, like the animal turtles.
Yeah, if they're cooked right.
Yeah. People eat those.
I think I would be sick though. I would
want to
do
that because
I don't
Yeah, but what
get
would you
want to?
Yeah, but pretend you weren't going to get
and
sick.
And why ruin it?
Right. But let's just, for fantasy sake, what's one thing that you could eat like a million of if
Samoas.
Given the opportunity? Yeah.
Girl Scout cookies.
They can't, they're coming out with like new ones. There's going to be s'mores.
Maybe some kind of ice cream. Because I never
And then another
ice
kind.
Cream.
Ice cream?
Yeah, something ice cream. Like,
July.
The, no, like, fish food.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you do really love good. Fish food.
I do. It has, like, the chocolate.
Chocolate Stop caramel and marshmallow. Crunchy. And, like, the fish, the chocolate
yeah.
fudge,
yeah.
like, fish.
Yeah.
Ben and Jerry's is on sale
if
right
I
now.
If I could go to town on
Stop
that.
Stop and Shop, three for, or two for six.
Of what?
Ben and Jerry's.
Oh.
Brayden just got one. I think peanut butter core or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think
fish
I could be making
my
that.
Fave.
Yeah. I can't do, like, I like ice cream, but I could, like, the Friendly's cup is, like, the perfect amount of ice cream for me.
Yeah.
Like, the one that's, like, a buck. And they're coming out with a bunch of new flavors, which is cool, because they got sold. So they have, like, a bunch of new Sunday cups coming out. And they're
They
delicious.
Got sold?
Yeah.
Oh, and then
now they're, like, everywhere.
His stock after they got
Oh, did
right?
he?
Wasn't like
oh, I don't even know. I know that Joseph Joe Arpaio was on Howie Carr.
Yeah.
And, because he's from Springfield.
Who?
Joe Arpaio,
the
Arizona.
Of Nottingham.
Oh, the guy that puts up
the pink,
pink
tent city and all that. Yeah. He's awesome, but he's from Springfield and he was talking to Howie Carr. And he was saying that, like, Friendly's is being sold out there now.
Oh.
Like, because they're a regional around. And he was like, that's crazy. And then Howie was like, yeah, they just got sold. And they were talking about Mike Ash.
Oh, yeah.
The sheriff out here, and he, because he's retiring, and
right.
Joe Arpaio was like, oh, does that make me, like, the oldest sheriff in the country? Because he
yeah.
knew who he was and stuff,
yeah.
which was cool.
When I was catering for the federal for that winter, last year, I catered with them for the 100th birthday party of Preston Blake, who's,
yeah.
like, the owner.
Oh, yeah.
Like, him and his brothers, like, opened
Friendly's.
It up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was in the, like, a Monticello replica that he had,
yeah.
had built that they were having, like...
They're, like, selling that, though.
Well, yeah, he built it to sell it.
Isn't
it was,
that
like,
weird?
And, yeah, and it was,
Like, why would you do that?
But that's what the whole thing was like, an auction. It was so people could come look around.
Oh, really?
Then, yeah.
Still, though, that's weird. Like, why wouldn't
it was, like,
you build
empty.
It to live in it?
I don't know.
Just, like, something that customized is just because it's cool looking. I mean, you got to go inside it and stuff, but...
Yeah, it was awesome. But it looked like a model home, like,
yeah.
there was nothing in it, and it had, like, a study and, like, a library.
Right.
It was bizarre.
Did you put a bid on it?
I did. I put a bid, and, yeah.
Yeah, for
I'm
how
still
much?
Waiting. It was a silent auction, so I can't really say.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's how those work, so I get it.
Okay. I'm still waiting to hear back, so I'm sure
yeah.
you'll find out.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, so we have stories from around the world now.
Stories.
We're going to stop right now in Rio.
Oh.
You probably heard four U.S.
Blame
swimmers said to have been held up at gunpoint. We're not robbed and we're not victims, Brazilian police said in a press conference.
Today. Ryan Lochte's mom was the first person to speak about it.
I know. It's the
like,
weirdest
what's her
story
deal?
Ever.
And is
well.
It just the Rio police like pretending that it was all fake to cover their like
I don't
to look
think
better?
So.
Like, I'm so confused by the whole thing.
I am.
I think
Ryan
he's
Lochte's mom was like, it was so terrifying.
And
yeah,
and I
but
heard that,
he's like a dummy, though. I
oh,
think,
my God.
That
he
Ryan
is legitimate.
So, and
like,
she raised him.
He's special.
Yeah.
Like, I maintain he's special.
Yeah.
But
Touched.
None of the four went to the police. They only
right.
investigated after she came out
right.
and said this is what
How
happened.
How pissed do you think he is at his mom?
I know.
Well, and there's, like, footage of them going back to that hotel, yes, like, immediately after, and they were, like, joking and, like, didn't even say anything. They were at,
so the chief of civil police said one or more of the Olympians had vandalized the bathroom of a gas station after they left the party early Sunday.
That's disgusting.
Well, yeah, it's disgusting, but it's not like they were, like, doing damage, were they?
That's pretty gross. Yeah.
They broke mirrors and damaged things inside, police said. The athletes initially refused to stay, but security asked the taxi not to leave. A third person stepped in to translate between the athletes and the guards, and the athletes left money.
Yeah, he's an a-hole. They're all a-holes. Like, don't go to a place that's already known for being a dump and, like, make it more of a dump.
There was a blind item. I know.
It's just disrespectful. I hate to have Americans behaving like that.
It's
disgusting.
They have
them on film, like, going into the gas station.
And trashing
it. They were fine.
Well, that's just, I hate people like that. Like, just, like, arrogant, and they can do what they want, and they're better. You know, like, just be a person.
Right.
Be a decent person.
That's not good.
What was the blind
item?
So
what, do you want them to get their medals taken away?
No. I don't.
What do you want their punishment to be?
To have to pay for what they
did. Yeah.
They already did it, though.
At least. I don't know. I don't know what they paid.
Oh. Wait, what was the blind item?
Oh, it was just talking about how Ryan Lochte, it was before the Olympics, but it was talking about how Ryan Lochte...
is a tard?
Well, no, how he, like,
maybe
prostitutes...
Maybe they should do community service.
Right. Like, prostitutes who are, like, men, but women. Like, transvestite.
Like Jimmy Norton?
Yes. Yep. Oof. Saying that that's, like, what he wants, what he likes.
Huh.
That's way more information than I need about Ryan. Did you know she put a picture of him on my computer?
With his blonde hair?
No, he didn't.
He looks like an idiot with that blonde hair, too.
Because our last podcast, we talked about the Olympics, so she had just, like, unintentionally or whatever, like, downloaded a picture of Ryan Lochte, like, shirtless. Uh-huh. So I made it her wallpaper, and she was so confused.
At her office at church.
So every time I turn on my computer, there's
Ryan Lochte.
Still?
No, I did finally figure out how to... I have some nice pictures coming up now.
Oh, there you go.
But it was embarrassing. Kittens. I'm like, who is going to be around to...
Yeah, really.
I have,
or, like, look in your window and...
Exactly.
And it's, like, topical, too. It's like you've fallen in love with Ryan Lochte.
No, it was horrible. I don't know how to get this off.
That's really funny.
Not loud. All right, did you hear about this? The editor was still in...
Rio?
In Brazil? I guess you could say. The editor of the Philadelphia Daily News is apologizing for the newspaper running a photo of American gymnast Simone Biles with a column about fellow Olympian Gabby Douglas.
That's awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He said, the editor said...
They all look alike. What do you expect?
I know, right?
Especially in Philadelphia, it's like there are plenty of... non-white people there. You'd think they would be able to... And they don't really look alike.
They don't look alike. The person who wrote the column titled it, "She Can Vault Over the Vitriol." Because I guess Gabby Douglas is getting some...
Why?
Yeah, because...
Is she even competing?
She competed only on the bars, and she was seventh. She plays seventh.
Oh, really?
And, like, she's just been looking, like...
Oh, she looks miserable.
Ratty, and,
how old is she
really
now?
Like.
Yeah, they made a hashtag Krabby Gabby, and they're saying, like, all the other teammates are, like, applauding each other, and she's just, like, moping around and, like, pouting.
Yeah, she is. Jeez.
And she didn't put her hand on her heart for the Star-Spangled Banner,
did see
so that,
that
was
yeah.
one thing, too. And
a person I know posted a thing that was, like, what's more American than saying the Pledge of Allegiance, having the freedom not to put your hand on your heart, during the Pledge of Allegiance, and it's like... You're there representing your country. Like, why aren't you proud to be representing your country?
Well,
like,
but then
sure,
her mom
you have the right
saying,
not to, but it's,
like,
weird.
I guess she comes from, like, a military family.
Yeah.
So her mom was, like, saying that it's, like, not fair to even say that about her. So, and I don't know.
Well, she didn't join the military just because her parents were in the military.
Yeah. It was probably just she was, like, distracted.
She's throwing a hissy
fit. I don't know, but...
Well, it sounds like she's throwing a hissy
fit. I think it's probably hard for her, like, last Olympics, she was, like, the golden...
Queen Bee.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
And now it's Simone who's, like, getting all the...
She's insane.
She is amazing.
We were watching them the other night, and
Yeah.
Did you see the thing too? I don't know if you're gonna talk about it, but I think she was Brazilian, the gymnast. She weighs like 99 pounds, and people kept calling her fat online.
What?
Yeah. And it's like she looks stocky, which is weird because she weighs 90. So I'm like, she must be very short.
Well, because the other girls are like 4'8".
Yeah, Gabby Douglas is like teeny tiny.
She looks tall.
Yeah.
Compared
her
to the
legs,
of
though, she's like the most muscular human
she's
being.
She's like 5'2".
She's crazy. Yeah, I know. She's her like legs so are powerful. Wow. She did some kind of flip that was just like nuts to watch because she just like propelled herself so high in the
air.
Wait,
Simone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, on the floor.
Yeah.
You said Gabby.
Oh, I meant Simone.
I know, that's funny.
Well,
no,
mom
funny?
Said Gabby. So maybe
what
that's why.
What are you turning on me for?
I don't know. I'm sleeping. There was one, two that we watched, and she did a front flip, and then, like, the second she landed, did, like, another flip the opposite way. Like, it was the craziest thing. I'm like, how do you... And she's, like,
that
16.
That Allie Reisman was amazing.
Oh, yeah, she's good.
She's got the crazy...
Yeah, they're crazy. It's very cool, though.
Yeah, so the column was titled, "She Can Vault Over the Vitriol." But the photo that accompanied the column shows Biles mid-routine with a caption reading, "Gabby Douglas, Olympic gold medalist. Need we say more?"
Uh-oh.
That sucks.
I know.
That's just... That's
nobody
because,
caught
like,
that?
Well, no, because, like, no newspapers have, like, copy editors anymore, and, like, it's ridiculous. Like, Mass Live and The Republican are, like, such a joke.
Just
like
rampant errors.
Yeah, like, they just edit their own stories, which you can't do. Yeah. Like, you can't do that.
Alright, so we're going to Russia now.
Okay.
So, while fears of the Zika virus have kept people away from the Olympics in Rio,
I heard about this.
Residents of one Russian town...
Did we already do this story?
I don't think so.
Where did I hear this? Anyway, sorry.
Residents of one Russian town believe more mosquito bites the better, so they have a contest to see who can get the most mosquito bites. A 9-year-old won the tastiest girl category with 43 bites. She'd been berry picking in the forest with her mother.
That's the name.
Where did I hear them talking about this? We didn't talk about this before. Tastiest girl.
I've never heard this.
Okay.
No.
Must have been like Bax and O'Brien then or something like that. Cause
oh, okay.
Tastiest girl.
Oh, that's awful.
That's terrible. All right. Did you hear life-size naked statues of Donald Trump have been put up in New York City, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Seattle, and Cleveland?
Complete. Is it anatomically correct?
He has a teeny weeny and no testicles.
He's holding.
He's like fat.
He's holding his hands over his.
No, he's not.
Belly.
Well,
well,
over his belly, but not
parts,
over.
But
they're
not
showing.
Over they took down the one in New York.
They were like glued to wherever they were, though. They were like implanted in the ground.
What were they made out of?
Statue.
Yeah, statue material. The group that's doing it is called In Decline.
I-N-D-E-C-L.
So like one word. The artist is from Cleveland. And
Cleveland
it shows
rocks.
A stern-faced Trump with his hands folded over a bulging belly. Some parts are visible while others are seemingly missing.
It's like a baby wiener. And a grown man is really bizarre.
Oh, that's so awful. Alright. So, two teenage Pokemon Go players received the fright of their lives when they apparently stumbled across a couple having sex in a park while dressed as pigs.
What? Like the Shining.
Didn't they like lure them there though?
No.
See, I heard
they were playing Pokemon.
No idea.
Well, unless they lured him with Pokemon.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it said the scared siblings ran all the way home.
What they lured them with, though?
With a lure.
No, a Pokemon lure.
Yeah.
I know, but Mom thought you meant like lured, like with a fishing line.
No.
No, no, no. She thought I meant the kids lured them.
No,
that's
what it sounded like. Well, because I had known some of the story, it didn't sound like they lured them.
What I heard was that they set a lure and then did that.
Oh, that's weird. So this happened in Sweden. They wore rubber masks depicting pigs, pigs' heads, and they started screaming and waving a green laser.
That's so creepy.
Yeah.
the teenage Pokemon Go players ran home. The amorous couple who were wearing king and queen t-shirts were not finished there and decided to have a sexual encounter near a village water wheel. They caused a traffic jam after shocked motorists stopped to witness the strange sex session.
What?
The unknown couple could face sexual harassment charges for their antics, and police were also worried about the possible laser attack. That's what they're worried about.
The kittens are going to be flying all over.
Yeah, that's true. I get it, chasing the laser. Mm-hmm. All right, I have, how many more minutes? I have a couple more stories.
Well, we're at an hour right now, so it's up to you.
All
right,
so I have time for the latest poo. Okay, during a family outing at Tiger World in Rockwell, North Carolina, a little girl, her sibling, and parents decided to say hello to the baboon.
Don't tell me it was the tastiest girl.
Oh, was this little girl that was yelling at the baboon? I think there's video of this.
So it seems they unintentionally aggravated it by throwing food towards him, and the baboon really wasn't happy about it. But this didn't go unnoticed, with the little girl's dad giving a concerned uh-oh in the background before... before a load of poop was catapulted into the little girl's face. Yeah. Oh, that's
pretty funny.
The picture's online.
I saw the video. She looks like a little brat, too.
Well, she's probably a little irritated that she has poop in her face.
Well, but she's not little. She's like 7 or 8.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
The little girl stropped off with a disgusted look on her face, telling her dad, "I hate this place."
And then I want to be able to throw stuff at monkeys without having them be upset about it.
I know.
What an a-hole.
It's kind of, well, it sounds like they all did it, but she's the one who got the brunt of it.
Yeah, but she was like yelling and stuff too, I think.
Like, so the dad was like half comforting, half laughing about it.
As he should. He probably has been wanting to do that for years.
Well, maybe he created the little monster.
Yeah.
That had poop thrown in her face. All right. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
All right. Gross. Well, until we meet again, I love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire. The ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.